There are hundreds in Clapham and they're great fun. You can grab a flat white after your pub run. They do thousands of pastries and there's little salmon baguettes. If you work out before, you definitely won't have carb regrets. The people who go there are from really good stock. They don't care about the prices because they earn a lot. You'll most likely bump into someone that you're meant to see. It's the best place on earth. It's Gale's Bakery. Oh, those tiny salmon baguettes, the coffee and the sourdough, all ready for you on the go. Gale, you're an absolute legend. Thank you for making these bakeries all over Clapham. I just love going there in my North Face jacket, my shorts and my trainers, and grabbing a flat white and a salmon baguette. Tiny ones. Thanks, Gale. We really appreciate you and your work. Love and champagne.
More lads, more lads, more lads, more lads. More lads, more lads. More lads, more lads, more lads, more lads. More lads, more lads. And more lads.
Come and get less with me. All the pints are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 173 of the Rugbiz Podcast, the final episode in this wonderful first series of 2024. And I'm joined as ever by Mr. Archie Curzon. You basically went viral over the last week. What happened to that Gale song? It was pretty good.
Yeah, the Gale song has really kicked off. Gale's Bakery.
Oh, God, you sound incredibly hot. Have you been singing that a lot?
I have actually, yeah. And it is actually now hurting to sing it. Yeah. But, you know, I was trying to strike while the iron's hot. So I spent most of the weekend visiting the various Gales in the area. So went to Old Town, Northcote Road, Aberville. I even popped in to the one in Ballon, well, it's soon to be called Bantam.
Yeah, okay, thank God.
After our acquisition will go through, hopefully touch wood, at the end of this year.
And what were you doing there?
I just go in there and I just see people's reactions, right. You know, just boost morale, not just with the customers, but with the staff.
Did they recognise you in there?
Yeah, I think so. I think in a few they did. I sort of go in there and I'd hum the tune or whistle the tune and
right. And they took that well.
Some enjoyed it. One person in the Aberville Road branch actually told me to stop whistling. Right, okay. But then I tried to explain, like, you know, I'd done this Gale song, but they said they didn't care about social media.
Okay.
And I said, well, I think you find 500,000 people do.
Yeah, yeah, over 500,000 views.
But then again, then it got a bit heated and they asked me to leave.
Right, okay.
I did show them my voucher that Gale's gave me.
Is it your
Gale's
voucher?
Gone contact. Yeah, Gale, I think Gale actually, the lady who started it, Gale.
She sent you a voucher?
She sent me a voucher, yeah.
Okay.
After ask me, but I just said, look, I love Gale so much, I wanted to do a song about it.
It got over 500,000 views, so they must have sent you a fair bit of money. I mean, that's free marketing for them. It's hard to get in front of that many eyeballs nowadays.
How much
does it be?
Well, I don't want to talk about money, Claire.
No, it must have been a couple of £100. I mean, at least.
No, it wasn't a couple 100? Of hundred. No, it wasn't 100. No.
What? 50?
No, it wasn't 50. No.
What, how much did they say?
They sent me £20.
And I was very grateful. That's nothing.
I think they wanted to send me more, but they knew actually that I was quite a high net worth individual. But actually, that made it easier going around to all the various Gales in the area because I knew it was free. Actually, for the first one I went was free. And then the other three I paid, but I was happy to do so.
You love it though.
And you should have seen the people's faces. They were happy. I mean, not a lot of them showed it. No one came up to me, but you could tell they were happy I was in there. And I'd sort of announce quite loudly. I'd be like, can I have a tiny salmon baguette? Because that's quite a strap line. Like they affiliate me with the tiny salmon baguette.
Bridge rolls.
They absolutely loved it. Although I did feel really sick on Saturday night because I had about five tiny salmon baguettes. That much smoked salmon.
Yeah.
Did not go down well. And also the four flat whites I had. I had a lot of coffee. I barely slept.
So you basically spent the evening shitting yourself, essentially.
Well, I was wired. Yeah. Absolutely wired. It's like I'd had a shed load of pre-workout. But no, it was good, mate. And, you know, I'm happy to do so. I absolutely love Gales. It's a phenomenal brand. And I guess it reiterates that, you know, I am Clapham's, you know, biggest influencer.
I think you are. Well, talking about last weekend, I'm hoping this one's going to be slightly different because it is Easter weekend tomorrow as this podcast comes out. Yeah, 4 days off. Yeah. What are you up to? Who are you seeing? How are you celebrating?
Well, on, give us the details. Time's gone by, mate. It would be on the old Lasharoo, mate. You know, chance to get completely on it. But actually, Easter these days is a family affair.
Okay. Well, close family, Alistair, you saying? No,
not Alistair. Oh. No. I think he's in Antigua, but I said, you know, are you back in the UK? And he just sent a really nice message. It took 3 days to come back to me. But I think that's just a reception over there.
Yeah, probably.
I think he's in Antigua, but he just said, I'll see you when I see you, which is okay, quite lovely. A fun way of saying, he will see me.
yeah, eventually.
But no, it's just me and Johnny Jono for the weekend.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Very excitingly, on Sunday, we are doing a big Easter egg hunt on Clapham Common.
That's amazing.
I'll be prepping most of Saturday night doing that.
What, as in like going around to put the eggs or the chocolate
I've
eggs?
Yeah, I'm going to boil 60 eggs.
Boil 60 eggs?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, because like no way Johnny Jono is having chocolate. In our house, the Easter tradition is to eat boiled eggs.
Right.
So I'll cook up about 60 boiled eggs and I'll place them in various areas in Clapham Common and then we'll just have a complete laugh trying to find them. And because your eggs are quite small, it'll be quite tricky. I don't help her. I don't muddy cuddle Johnny Jono. I know everyone says, well, she's only, you know, 18 months. So what? Okay. But she's got to learn the hard way. So I just say to her, there are 60 eggs located on the common on your way. I'll be sat in pear tree. Just bring them back.
But it's a big common, isn't it?
It is a big common for quite a small person. Yeah. But actually, it's a great way of knackering her out. She'll be absolutely zonked. And then we'll have quite a lot of fun peeling the eggs when we get home. She'll probably only have about five. I'll probably eat the 60 over the next 3 days, but I'll enjoy peeling them. I'll probably have a few to eat while we're enjoying it together, and then I'll place them in various Tupperware throughout the week. So yeah, no, I actually love Easter, and on Easter Monday, I'll probably just take her to the driving range. She really, really enjoys watching me hit some balls.
So Archie, today we are joined by possibly the greatest band of all time. They've sold over 50 million...
Close. Just before we start this section, this is a monumental time on
huge.
The pod. So that is why... Hold on, mate. I've actually been working on some new buttons. So can I just get it out of my bag?
You bought some new
buttons?
I
bought a new button hard drive. Hold on, mate. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, fuck me. Okay. Go on.
Right, hold on. Sorry. I know you want to get into this.
Yeah, I'll plug it in.
But first of all, this deserves some trumpets.
Those are quite weird trumpets.
That's a lot of trumpets. That took me a long time to record because I had to go.
Well, you playing it yourself?
Right, yeah. I played all the various trumpets and then I put it all together.
Okay, that's
it's
impressive.
More a brass section.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I do love that button.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't test me. I'll press it again.
No, please don't.
I've obviously got a classic one.
Another one.
Because fair play.
Oh, fuck's sake. I thought you got rid of that one.
No. I absolutely love that. Okay. But before we get into it, this is quite possibly one of the biggest guests we've had on the podcast.
Yes.
We've been doing this 4 years.
Yes.
To get to this stage.
Yeah.
You know how much I love these people.
You love them.
You do know how much I love them.
Yeah, well, you fainted when you met me.
That's why I've also created a fireworks button. Put your hands on your ears because this is bloody loud.
Like Ukraine's finest. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are joined by one of the greatest bands of all time. Over 50 million records sold worldwide. Third best-selling rock band in history. And the most played band in 2010 on the radio. The one, the only, Nickelback.
Sorry, didn't know that a different story. It's Nickelback, come on! Give me a hi-fi, Cladies. This has been a long time coming. 4 years of graft. Name me another rugby podcast from 1 week has Ben Youngs, the highest cap England rugby player. And then the next week, Nickelback, quite possibly the biggest rock band in the world. And am I excited? Yes, I'm excited. This band has been with me since I was yay high. Everything in my life has been Nickelback related. My first snog, my first game of rugby at school, my first game of rugby at university, when I went to Dama Bay for the first time, when I played for the Clapham Falcons for the first time, when I did my first business deal, every time I listened to Nickelback before that. And not only that, every day I travel on the Northern Line, the most exceptional tube line in London, I am listening to Nickelback. This has been a lot of hard work. This is a lot of graft. And we are about to reach the pinnacle of the podcast. But are we going to stop? Are we going to stop, Clyders?
Oh, well, then we have to. Because
I just want to say, we're not going to stop. We'll find bigger guests.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll probably get Donald Trump next season.
I hope so.
But are they here?
They're at the door.
Can I just take a moment? I'm a little bit hard.
Okay. Should we bring him in?
Wait. Onside. Nickelback chat.
Well, we're delighted to be joined by guitarist and bassist from one of the greatest bands of all time, Nickelback. Obviously, you boys are in London. I mean, first time here for a while, I'm guessing. How good does it feel to be back? What have you boys been up to? What do you get excited about when you come to London?
I'm just going to break the ice and say I come for the weather.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for being honest about
it. Yeah, it's all about the sun for me and no place better.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back in a couple months here.
Have you ever been to a place in London called Clapham?
No.
You've never been?
No, not yet.
This is sort of the reason that we're kind of here, because I am the CEO of Clapham, the chief chat officer.
Is that right?
And I don't think you realise how important your band is in a certain area of London, Southwest London.
Yeah.
Your music's very important to a lot of us who play rugby and work in the city in Clapham. And hopefully one day we can negotiate you to come and play SW4, which is a music festival on the Common.
I don't see why not.
Bring
some money.
We'll be there. 2 minutes. The deal's been done.
Get your people to talk to our people.
Yeah,
we will.
I work in the city. We'll get some money together. Don't you worry.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Talking about business, tell us about the film which is coming out. It's going to be played for 2 nights in the UK and around the world in cinemas. Hate to Love. It's you guys putting your fingers up to people who said you were shit and saying, wait a second, we're one of the best selling bands of all time.
Yeah, it's the arrogance is palpable in our documentary. No, I mean, it's great. I mean, I think it was, you know, it's taken us 7 years to get to this point too. It's been a long time, but it was more just supposed to be a chronicle of the band's history and whatnot. And as you make something, you start to, okay, do we peel the onion? Do we really try to peel the onion a little more? Let's talk about what everybody knows or thinks. That was more of the social experiment, just like, is a group think about the band? And if there wasn't such a disconnect between when we play our shows, people still come to the shows, and there's more people coming to the shows. Is the internet real?
Yeah.
Is it actually real?
I love that conspiracy.
You know, I got a message for this one. Yeah. Which camera should I look at? That one? That one right there?
Come on, Granddad.
Fuck off.
There you go.
Buy some tickets to the show. See you there.
Why do you think, how do you think it came about then? Why do you think there is that disconnect, or the internet have made this thing about, you know, Nickelback not being popular with a certain audience and being popular with another set of audience? And obviously there's a different demographic that turn up to the shows.
It's the same ones, as I was saying. But because, you know, I know they're coming. But I just think it's really, really easy to be an anonymous hater, truly, you know. All kidding aside, everybody's real tough when they're anonymous, you know. We don't get a lot of in-person hate.
Yeah.
You know, I bring it. Like, seriously, just tell me how bad we are, please, in person. I'd love that.
It's not just that. I mean, I've got theories. Talk about conspiracy theories.
Here we go.
No, I mean, I don't know how far I want to go, because then
go far. No, I love them.
Yeah, you want me to go far? No, but this has been spelled out to me, and I've had to consider it. And it's like, and do you put any weight in it? I mean, who knows? Like, but, you know, we saw a lot of popularity in 2005, 2007, with all the right reasons. You could hardly get away from the band on the radio. It was like, and when you're just like, you're everywhere, when you're ubiquitous, like, I get sick of stuff when it's like, so that in pairing with, I mean, the iPhone came out in 2007, and then everybody, it was very easy to be anonymous on the internet and say something or repeat something or just parrot something, and groupthink and mob mentality is very, very big. It's been told, I don't know if this is legit, but there's a commercial when we were touring that time on Comedy Central, that this comedian had a joke about the band. He said, listening to Nickelback makes me want to kill Nickelback. Hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Brian Poston, was it?
There you go. Which was funny.
I don't mind that. But that's pretty funny.
But I do remember, because we were touring on the tour bus when you had Comedy Central or MTV on or something. I can't remember which station it was. It just played and played and played and played. And it just was so repetitive. And then it became a thing. And like I said before, it's like, if it was true, I would expect the the fans and the album sales to just fall off a cliff, and it just didn't. And so I'm just sitting there going, what is going on here?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Sometimes it just takes one comedian to just destroy somebody. Like, look at, you know, Hannibal Buress basically murdered Bill Cosby publicly but just by making a rapist joke about him.
Yeah. I don't think we're that bad either.
No, let's hope we don't go there.
But, I mean, Mike, thanks for that comparison. I really appreciate you comparing it to Bill Cosby.
There are some connections. I have to say, your conspiracy theory does kind of make a lot of sense to me, because like, I'm a massive Nickelback fan. And though I did go through a period where I probably listened to it too much, it's the same relationship I had with Boiled Chicken. Like, I love Working Out, and you know, Nickelback have been pretty much the most poignant parts of my life. You know, when I got a job, where I listened to Nickelback before I played rugby. I'm a captain of the Clapham Falcons, which is one of the premier semi-professional rugby teams.
I've heard that.
So we know definitively you do have brain damage.
No, that's why you like us so much.
But I
had the same relationship. I used to eat a lot of chicken, and I had it every day. And then at some point, I just, you know, I couldn't eat any more chicken. Right. But then, randomly, I've had a renaissance of Nickelback in my life now. So I guess Nickelback and chicken have a
certain connection. Nickelback is the...
How are you coming back with the chicken? Are you back on the boiled chicken too? Is that cool?
Well, I am back on the boiled chicken, but only Tupperware. Yes. and no skin.
Spice that shit up.
Of course.
I'm thinking about sriracha and being a bit dangerous on it, but I try and stick to just boiled eggs, broccoli, and boiled chicken.
Attaboy.
I will not become
solid.
Chassis comes first. I've got a saying. It's about the three C's. It's about having good chat, having a great chassis, and making a lot of coin.
Hey. Well, these guys have made a lot of coin. Over 50 million records sold. Billboard artist of the decade. Do you ever want to find Brian Posehn and say, Brian, what are you doing with your sad little life?
No. I actually saw him I went to a concert in Los Angeles at the Palladium, and it was Anthrax and Black Label Society. And I was up there because I'm friends with some of the people from both of those camps. Mm-hmm. And so I was up in the VIP area. It wasn't really that important. But I did see him, because he's a real metalhead, this guy. He really loves metal music. And I was like, I didn't want to, you know, because I can't imagine he intended to.
Well, no, I was just gonna say,
do that. So
I don't give a shit. It's a theory, and it's like it's an interesting, you know, connect the dots kind of thing, if you want to think that. But he would have given us that much afterthought of like he stepped on a friggin' ant or something like that. I don't think he thought of that for a second past that, because he's on the next joke. So I don't know if it's true.
What is it like being in a band? I guess, like, does it affect you, or does it not really? Do you think there is a slight that it does, but...
No, it affects you.
It does.
Yeah, sure. It hurts. It sucks.
Do you read it? Do you seek it out?
That's the coping strategy, is not to read it.
Do you have
we're a rugby podcast, and we speak to all the rugby players around the world, some Canadian rugby players, one of the most famous... Jamie Cudmore, I don't know if you know him, Captain Canada. But, you know, some of these rugby players over here, the England team, have come under scrutiny. And some of those players have come out and said that they actually seek out, they read what is going in the press. And some people, that helps them deal with it. Have you done that personally?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. There's times
you see it.
There's times that we've done it, for sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean, at some point you get curious about things, how things are going, or what someone said, or what you heard someone say. I've always said it's human nature, man. It's like you guys get comments on your podcast, probably. It's like you could have like 100 great. You guys are killing it. You guys are made. Da, da, da. You guys are a bunch of dickheads or just shite. Like that. You're so just quit, and you'll think about that one more than any. You'll forget about the rest. But it's just human nature.
But you guys can laugh at it now. Do you guys have a favorite meme though? Like, as you look back, have you seen something? Obviously,
I think we agree.
Must be one.
We agree on the one that is
go on, which one? Yeah.
Have you seen that? Are you gonna post? Are you gonna put it up?
Oh no! Well,
should. You should when you because there's this one meme, Thickleback. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
It's fucking great, because it's like, you know, the body type that the Kardashians kind of made. You know, the slim waist and the huge ass upper legs.
Yeah.
Somebody.
My nanny has the same body.
Beautiful. Yeah. The image is, you know, somebody's taken us and just completely altered our images to be that, and it is chef's kiss, beautiful.
I don't know, it's not a meme, but I remember reading a comment. We signed a deal with Live Nation like 15-16 years ago to do a joint thing with them, just a regular press release. And I remember reading it. I'm like, oh, it's good. And I saw the first comment, which says Nickelback signs deal with Live Nation. The first comment is, I wish they would sign a deal to leave the planet. And I'm like, I think about that quite a bit, and I think it's hilarious. I love it. That's one of my favorites.
Comments are just my favorite. You know,
we tried,
but they're just comments. Sometimes they are like, that is funny. I don't care. Yeah, that's funny. It's a lot of people sometimes who just want to be funny, but they're just not.
Yeah.
You know, and this is their moment.
Too bad. Over here in England, it's hard to understand what is banter or not. Because I get a lot of people DMing me on Instagram saying, like, you're an absolute dickhead. But I take that as banter.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know. I always write back to them saying, do you mean this in a good way? Because like with the boys I play rugby with, we're always calling each other, you're like,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's how you know people like
yeah.
you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's when they shout at you when you're running around the common. That's when I don't know whether it's, you know, when it's actually happening in real life. But yeah, I guess
it's tough
online,
to tell when you're yelling dickhead when you're running around. That's tough to tell.
That's not an advisable thing to come at a rugby player.
Yeah,
because most people don't really want to.
They don't want to mess. Well, yeah, no, I mean, it's.
They shouldn't.
A lot of people say, you know, I say to a lot of people in my office, you know, a lot of my theory is, you know, I play rugby. I always think a lot of guys want to be me, and a lot of girls, you know, want to get with me. And that's, I keep that in my head every day. That's my mantra. I say every day. I get up naked.
I like it.
I do 100 naked sit-ups, 100 naked press-ups, some jumping squats. I look in the mirror and I say 100 times. Guys want to get with you. Girls don't want to.
I love it.
Girls want to get with
you.
You
do a bit of jiu-jitsu as well, don't you?
Pardon?
Bit of jiu-jitsu, don't you do?
Yeah.
Do you train?
No, I'm. It's a big thing over here. It's getting very, very popular.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the guys are starting to do it. I mean, I prefer rucking. You know, that's a term in rugby. It's kind of like jiu-jitsu.
Uh-huh. Sure.
You counter rucking. You know, the ball goes on the floor and you jackal.
Yeah. Right.
I really enjoy that competing over the ball.
So some players are using jiu-jitsu as part 100%. Of their training?
Yeah, yeah.
For moving bodies?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a big thing they're bringing into rugby now that they will go for a roll before they go. Because obviously your body gets into different positions and it's to save your injury.
Yes, yes.
So,
all that exercise stuff, I'm going to delete though.
Yeah.
I'll try to.
Guys, I want to ask, because you said it never really gets properly personal. Can I please take you back to Portugal?
Can we speak about that?
Valdelobo.
No, not Valdelobo, sadly. Was that the weirdest gig you ever did? Just speak us through your experiences of being on stage, because obviously guys are chucking rocks at you, bottles, one of the most viral videos ever.
Yeah.
What was that like to be a part of? Just talk us through your memories of that.
Bigger than the Star Wars kid, I think.
I don't know.
Or has it been blown out of proportion?
I have a theory.
There's a theory. I don't think we should talk about the theory.
No, I don't.
No, please.
There is a theory. But,
go on, please. Share with us the theory.
Well, it's got some redemption, but I don't think it's even worth talking about. But what I do know is that we were, that was when How Your Mimey came out, and we were put on a metal festival.
Yeah, there was some
so
very
I'm
heavy
not so sure
there,
we
yeah.
really had any business being on there. And the stuff that was coming up on stage all came from one small little area of the crowd.
It was almost like there was a small group of people that entered the audience, maybe from the backstage area, and started to throw things at the stage.
So,
I'm not going to go any further than that.
Yeah. So, you know, a video is how you see it. So if you know, it's appearing that the crowd's throwing it when it was pretty localized.
There were people and we were like, leaving crying when we got in the van.
Oh,
they wanted us to play the show there. We had a lot of fans there.
Yeah.
It was interesting. So, but
we're
I've
also
seen
pretty
the video.
Quick
I've seen
when
the video too. I know how it comes across.
Yeah. Wine bottle. Yeah, I can move pretty fast.
But what was it like when you came off stage? Like, was there any beef?
Well, they were chanting weirdly, and I don't mean this in an arrogant way because it's going to sound arrogant, but they were chanting the name like, because we just said, do you guys want to hear some music? And another thing comes to say, sorry, we got to go, like, I'm sorry, I don't come to your work and throw shit at you. So it's like, so we left and we felt terrible. But we're like, let's get in the van, get the hell out of here, there's a riot or something. So
we still haven't returned to Portugal either.
Yeah, people are great.
Well, can I recommend Badalobo? Go there every summer.
Yep.
It's phenomenal. There's a nightclub called Geckos, which is loosey goosey. If you like torpedo and some beers, it's decent.
All right, I'll give it a mic.
These are expensive propositions.
Commercial break.
Hey guys, I'm Archie Curzon, the CEO of Clapham. I do hope this little advertising break finds you well. I just wanted to bring to your attention two absolute bargains this Easter. Why not head to Samurai Rugby, where you can get involved in buying some Clapham Falcon stash and be an official Clapham Falcon. They've got shorts, t-shirts, hoodies, bags, and even bucket hats. Click on the link and become a Clapham Falcons now. Not only that, that's right, I said not only that, you can head to www.morelashbrewery.com. That is www.morelashbrewery.com. Head over there and buy some more lash. It's guaranteed to help you with your chat. And you can use the code MORELASH15 to get 15% off. You're welcome. Back to the bloody pod.
Did you have any beef with a band? There must have been one band you hated. They hated you. Did it ever come to blows?
Oh, I mean, nothing that you haven't already read that we don't want to replicate. But we've definitely,
there's personalities, you know.
You seen two lead singers get together? It's like a cockfight.
Yeah.
Regrettable things get said on all sides, and you know, it's just everybody kind of looks stupid. I wouldn't go on about it. This is a game of egos, guys. Like, you know, it just really is, and. Sometimes those egos are fragile, you know, and they get messy sometimes.
I work in the city here in London. Yes. I'm a semi-professional rugby player, but then obviously I work in the city. That's my day-to-day job. Work in finance, sort of connecting people together in person and on LinkedIn. I don't know if you're on LinkedIn.
I just get the
you should, honestly.
I just get the one
of the best dating apps out there. But what you're talking about there is there's a members club here in the city called The Ned, and it's a wonderful place.
The Ned, yeah.
Where you go, there's a lot of guys that don't wear socks, shoes, tight trousers,
perfect
shirts.
Yeah, I love that look.
They've got a swimming pool on the roof. So next time you're here, honestly, you've got to go.
I've heard of The Ned.
There's about seven different restaurants. They're all phenomenal. But what you're talking about there, about getting in a cockfight, that is it. You know, that is why, in some aspects, that's where I feel I could have led a rock band.
Yeah.
Because I could have, you know, you have to have a bit of ego about you. You have to be able to stick your chest out like a rugby boy does.
Absolutely.
And it's about, you know, manner. Right? It's like jiu-jitsu on the mats. You just got to go for it and end up on top.
See what it gives you. Yeah. Take what it gives you and give it nothing.
Yeah. I mean, talking about jiu-jitsu, it's weird because I actually had...
Yeah, it is.
I got into jiu-jitsu. Well, I didn't know I was getting into jiu-jitsu. I got into boarding school. Yep. I had a geography teacher called Mr. Matthews who liked to roll with me. We'll go into that. But yeah, no.
That's not jiu-jitsu, my friend. I'm sorry that your teacher called it that.
Wait, but he said it was... Can I just check? Does it hurt to sit down after you do jiu-jitsu?
Yes, you experience what we call in jiu-jitsu the oil check. That is a verboten technique. This is the dark arts, my friend. No.
It will obviously be in the film, but when you guys were at your height in the 2000s, mid-2000s, how rock and roll was life still back in the 2000s as a rock band? I mean, you guys got the fourth best-selling rock song of all time. Was it rock and roll? Was it drugs? Was it groupies? Or was it a bit cleaner? Just tell us.
It was, to be perfectly honest, I'm sure it was a mix of everything.
I got married in 2000.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Mike and I were married. Yes. Married guys, we like to stay married.
It's expensive to get unmarried.
Yeah, but the other guys, they like to party and partake and you know, be the cliche and do the cliche stuff. Best city to party in? Well, I mean, Jesus, they get away with murder and
can't
Vegas,
remember
probably. Vegas. What's the name of your place again?
Clapham. Yeah. I am going to make it happen. One thing I do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for charity. I'm getting Nickelback to play Clapham.
That's the place.
I love
you
that.
Get away with honestly, Clapham, yeah. It's going to make it happen. Well, I will do everything I can to persist until we make it happen. Can I just ask a question? Just in terms about the band, and obviously you've been together for so long. And obviously, look, we're predominantly, we speak to a plethora of people, mainly within a sports context. What is the key to being so successful? And I'm sure that, you know, I went to boarding school and, you know, my best mate, Ducky, we call him Ducky because he's fat and he waddles. But we were best mates, been best mates for 20 odd years, but we still have the arguments because we spent so much time together. Does that happen? And how do you maintain the success that you guys keep going on? Because I'm sure it does become difficult at times, right?
We don't know what the fuck we're doing, man. Like, we never know what the fuck we're doing. We like playing music.
Yeah.
We like writing songs, recording songs, and going on tour. And, you know, people are turning up to see us play. You know, there's no Machiavellian plan here. This is all just a laugh.
But what is the key to success?
I think honestly, it's like Ducky. You have to take the piss out of people. Like we take the piss out of each other all the time, and you have to.
Ducky's in a fortunate situation because his parents are loaded. He doesn't need to work. So
poor bastard.
So maybe it doesn't really hurt his feelings then. Shit. Okay.
He's Scottish, but he has an English accent. But they own a lot of land up in Scotland.
Okay.
So yeah, he's really done well. He works in property, but it's basically his dad leverage him the cash to get into residential property, and he's doing well, that's, well now. Yeah.
That's too bad for him. Yeah. Poor Ducky. Yeah. Poor Lucky
they
Ducky.
They call him Lucky Ducky.
No shit.
I fucking knew it.
Archie was the victim of doctored images in the papers.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We weren't saying what happened, but journalists got on the wrong side of him. I want to know, when you guys are being abused for like after your huge, huge success online mostly, did the journalists jump on it as well? Because you were bringing up incredible music every couple of years as well, still then. Did you ever have any encounters with journalists like being allowed to write good reviews or?
Oh yeah, to the point that I don't want to mention them because then they're going to bring them up again. It's
well, like, there's a reflection. You know, media. You know, the accepted media narrative is very much a reflection of what they think people think.
Yeah,
it's you know, it is ridiculous.
They're playing the crowd. They're playing the audience.
Yeah, they think they're saying what everybody will mindlessly nod along to.
Yeah.
So I mean, that, speaking of the dark arts. You know, I don't know how you do it, but that seems to be how it works.
How did they do you dirty? Did they tell you that you skipped leg day or something?
No. Listen, if that's one day I don't miss. I love a push-pull leg day and then full-body throw day.
Right.
And again, you're more than welcome. We've got a phenomenal CrossFit gym in Clapham.
I appreciate that.
Come, you can have a roll.
I
Mr. Matthew
style. I don't want anybody spreading
No, they.
What
happened with me? It wasn't actually me, but photos came out in the local paper in Clapham. It was to do with images of the nether regions, and it wasn't mine. Like I've said before in the podcast, listen, I'm not well endowed, but I'm not tiny. I'm in the middle, and those. I think what they did is it was taken from a distance, and it didn't really.
It was a bit cold that day.
It was cold. I just done an ice bath. Maybe that was
there. You have.
I don't know.
It's easily explainable.
Hard to defend yourself. Hey, after the fact.
Well, it wasn't me. I'll stand by it.
Did you guys put the DFS advert in the film? We're obviously going to see it later tonight.
The but DFS.
No.
Was that a regret in hindsight?
It was weird.
You know what? I think we'll chalk that up to a missed opportunity.
Okay.
No, that was.
I was just wondering.
I got to tell you.
That's a good question.
We lived through that. That was. It was the craziest thing. And I got to tell you, like, All the Right Reasons album that was on, 6 singles. Everybody here ignored us. They didn't play shit. Nobody cared about like that album.
He was,
except you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
I've been there from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my first snog, the Nickelback. Yeah, right? Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right.
But then we put out Rockstar. Was our like, what, see you later. We're gonna go record the next album. Goodbye. We weren't touring anymore. Done. Put it out. It comes out here. They put it in that DFS commercial, and then it blows up here.
Yeah.
You know, love it or hate it, it blew up here, and it was a reason that we booked specifically a UK tour, just the UK tour, and so we hopped out of the studio to come here to do it. That's kind of thanks to DFS. So, and then we took a bit of shit for it too, but it's like, it was more the choices of the people here doing it. Said, we should really put it in this thing, so... I don't know. Did you guys get a couch out of that thing? Did it convince
you? I got an armchair.
Well, okay.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's very durable.
We're long-lasting like this.
We just
finished a podcast tour around the country, a sold-out tour, award-winning podcast. Don't worry about it. When we come out on stage, that we play Rockstar, and no joke, everywhere we've gone, Cardiff, Edinburgh, London, Bristol, Oxford, everyone gets out their seat, and it crosses over generations. Our audience get up and they absolutely love it. That song is an absolute banger. If I get married one day, I'm a single father to a little daughter called Johnny Jono Haskell of Bendon and Curzon.
Name.
Yeah, she's okay. She's quite lazy. She doesn't do much around the house, but she's 17 months. She's got a bit of banter.
They coast for as long as they can.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, when I get married, that will be my first dance.
Well, we're talking about Rockstar, obviously one of the best-selling songs of all time. What was the most outrageous purchase both of you have sort of got off the back of that? A lot of money, royalties coming in off it. Anything rock and roll you bought? Just one item. Come on, give us something.
I'm the worst one for that.
Go on.
You got something. Come on, you got something.
I like cars, but I mean, this is a douchebag question.
So can you please take it?
No, sir. I don't want you to know that I'm a douchebag.
Yeah. Chad went, I'll say Chad. Chad went and bought a plane. I don't know if that's ridiculous. It seems ridiculous.
That makes
sense
if you're doing business abroad.
Yeah, especially if you're doing business abroad.
Yeah.
You know, business.
I'm a sucker for an economy seat, so I was like, nobody recognizes us anyways, so I don't give a shit.
Ryan's a frugal man.
Yeah.
He has his first dollar framed and his second.
Yeah.
And his third.
Yeah.
Ryan, most
Ryan, I think
thing?
Me and you do well in business. You do well in the city.
Right.
You know, the best people I know are the tightest people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tight pants, tight wallet.
Have you got involved in crypto?
I don't want to talk about that.
Well,
do you have a deal for me?
Well, I deal in Biltong. I don't know if you know what Biltong is.
It's is it the meat, beef jerky?
South African beef jerky.
I've invested heavily in that.
I honestly love it. Yeah. So yeah.
Do you trade that? Do you have a coin?
We have a Biltong brand. Yeah. We absolutely smash it. We have a beer brand here called More Lash as well.
More Lash.
Yeah.
I'm looking for investors.
Yeah. Keep looking.
As we said before we started this, we had a top 10 single with a song called More Lash.
Big on the Christmas scene, man. Dear. Obviously, you guys are coming in May to do a tour in the UK. Just tell us about how excited you are about that. And also the last album, Get Rolling.
I mean, it's going to be great. I mean, we've been waiting to get back to Europe here for a while. It's so friggin' hard.
This is England, man.
Yeah, what?
This is
No. But we lump it all together.
Okay. Right.
Him and Boris came along and messed that up. No, but that's the thing.
We come over UK.
Thanks, Nigel Farage. To be fair, he's a guy I look up to.
Semantic police here. But it's Jesus, getting availability. Post-COVID, just trying to get availabilities and venues is like, it's like you have to book like years down the road. It's crazy. So it's been a while. We're super stoked. We can't wait to come back here. It's like I said, the ticket sales have been just insane, so it feels like the DFS commercials really worked. Yeah. So.
Well, we're going to be there.
We're coming. And I generally mean it. I look you both in the eye today. Like, I really, really want you to come and play Clapham. And I really want to do it for... We do a lot of work with a charity called Doddy Aid, which is about a rugby player over here who unfortunately passed away from motor neurons disease. Mm. And I'm going to go at it. I reckon we could raise a lot of money in Clapham with a gig for Doddy Aid.
I'm into it.
Are you up for it?
I'm into it.
We'll get our people to speak to your people.
Call our people, yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be Portugal.
Ryan, I reckon you're going to be asking for cash off the back of it.
Of course I will.
As long as he gets paid.
I need to frame more things.
Yeah.
Right. He has his own charity. It's his wallet.
Yeah. To be fair, charity does start at home. James Haskell told me that.
Do you hear that?
We don't know who that is. He's a very famous DJ over here.
Do you guys feel quite English?
UK reference.
Obviously, you have the Queen on your notes back in Canada. Do you guys still live in Canada or not?
Yeah, we do.
He does. I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's a shame.
Canada.
Okay, you still live in Canada.
That's not really.
Do you feel an affinity to England? I mean, do you still love the Queen?
Do I still love the Queen? I mean, we're Commonwealth, man. We have to. We're held at gunpoint. Yeah. But I love it. There's something about the Commonwealth of like here or going to Australia or going to New Zealand. Like there's something about it that's it's great.
It's beautiful.
It really is. It's like, I don't know. It's like we can't get enough of the Queen on our money. We just can't get rid of it.
I know we're coming to the end of this, but obviously you're both from Canada. And have you ever been interested in rugby? Obviously it was quite a popular sport back in the day, and Canada have been at Rugby World Cups. Have you had any interaction with Canada? They have got an MLS team.
Yes.
Do you know about this?
I don't follow very much. But I'll tell you one thing, and I'm trying to think. You'll probably know the year. I was wandering the streets. We were playing London here at one point, and we had a day off, and I was wandering the streets, and I ran into the victory parade when England won the championship in the early 2000s.
Yeah. 2003 was
World
the World Cup.
Yeah,
the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys were fucking bananas.
There was bump funnels. Everyone was doing bump funnels.
Oh, it was insane. Yeah. Like, noticeably insane.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is the Queen bump in front funnels of this thing?
Yeah.
Like, something's going on. So I got to experience a bit of that. I thought it was great. That's about as close I got to rugby. Right. Oh, I mean, our record company is called the All Blacks.
Yeah, the New Zealand team.
We won't hold that against them.
Guys, we want to finish up by just finding out a bit more about the film Hate to Love. Obviously, it's coming out for a couple of days in cinemas. But what can we expect coming into it if we're Nickelback fans, if we're not Nickelback fans? Just, you know, let's push that towards the end. So we've agreed our contractual
obligation. Yeah, exactly. Let's do the contractual obligation.
We don't want to talk about bum funnels?
No. I mean, it's a quick way to get drunk. I think the takeaway from this thing is that you are going to be sick of Mike talking in this one here, because he talks a lot in this documentary. Okay. He's like the star of the documentary. He's like, when the camera comes in front of everybody else, we like climb up. Everybody kind of climbs up. You get this guy here, and he just like, he tells the story. He's like the narrator, which is like amazing. I think he kind of carried the movie.
I used to really hate talking and hated to be on camera, and then had a traumatic brain injury and everything changed. You know, I didn't wake up with a Swedish accent or being able to play the violin. Now I like talking.
Mike, honestly, you should work in the city. We do this thing called Power Hour in our office. We all get on the phone and absolutely melt it for an hour. You'd absolutely love it.
Fucking hook it up.
It's like, hi, Mr. Peters. It's Mike here for Nickelback. How are you? I hope this phone call finds you well. The weather looks a bit grey out today. Would you like to depart with some money? Yes, you would. Thank you.
I'm into it. So. As long as we can make the time zones work, I'll do it.
It's just 1 hour of the day. Per power. Yeah,
that's great.
And at the end, I smash a gog. It's quite good fun.
That's great.
And can you tell us about the tour in May? How do we get our tickets? And are you going to be playing Greatest Hits? Are you going to be playing an album through an entirety?
No, we're sticking to the hits. We're going to play some of the new stuff. And as always, we just do what we do. And it's literally a big sing along. Come check it out. I think you guys will like it. If you've never seen this before.
Yeah, we've already got our tickets.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Yeah. So we've got your money already. That's great.
Yeah, we got you. Great. Yeah.
Have you been to a show before?
No, but we're coming.
No.
Bring Clapham with you.
What were your favorite band?
I know, but you, I just...
God damn it.
Listen, I've been forging a career in the city. Okay, do you know how long
You've
that
been
took?
Busy. I understand.
He's been to Portugal.
I had to work my way...
That's the problem. He's got an excellent throw arm.
Take that mustache off right now. I thought I recognized you. God damn it.
This has a whiff of an inside job.
To be honest, we have got tickets, and I've just been working my way up my godfather's company. It's taken quite a long time to get to where I am, but now I'm ready for it, and I can't wait. And now we met you, we're going backstage, and we'll do bum funnels after the show.
Let's do that. Right? Yeah, my wife will love that.
So. what are we drinking?
Guinness.
Not your choice.
You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us your time. Good luck with the film. Good luck with the concert. We finish off all our podcast interviews with a game of chat or no chat, where we read out normally sort of people in the music world or acting world, you know, people have worked with. We thought it'd be more fun to do shit or no shit and read out 10 of your bands. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Just hit it.
Okay.
Are they not that shit? Are they not that shit? Are they not
that shit? Smashing
Pumpkins. What are
we doing? No shit. No, they're
fucking awesome. Jane's Addiction.
No shit.
Also they're fucking great. Awesome. You're naming people I know, so I can't talk shit.
Nirvana.
Amazing.
Great guys.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Amazing. I just talked about them this morning.
Yeah. Linkin Park.
Amazing.
Know those guys.
Bush.
Know those guys.
Green Day.
Great guys.
Not friends, but great band.
Papa Roach.
Friends.
Nine Inch Nails.
Love them.
Sum 41.
Friends.
Who is shit?
Sorry, man. We're Canadians. We're going to be...
No, it's not that.
We do know them all. This is weird.
I'm joking. Guys, you've been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much.
It's been
a real honor. Thank you very much.
Thanks, fellas.
Cheers, guys. Why don't you get better than that, do you, Archie? I mean, there's a reason we're taking a break for a couple of weeks afterwards, because how do you beat Nickelback in person?
I'm absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
That is something to put on the CV.
Yeah, 100%.
I tell you that now.
Well, especially if they come and play in Clapham.
Yeah, well, we are going to make that happen. Season 2, which starts in probably, 4 or 5 weeks' time. That is our aim. We are going to get Nickelback to Clapham.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all for this week, but we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time for season 2. But as you can imagine, we need a bit of a breather after being face-to-face with one of the greatest bands of all time in Nickelback. Until then, we will be doing
it. It has been a magnificent Q1.
It has been incredible.
It's a lovely way to finish the pod, just on the cusp of finishing Q1. And going into Q2. And there's a lot of optimism in the market, Clodagh. It's been a topsy-turvy quarter, to say the least. But, you know, one of the things I'm saying to my clients is there's a lot of optimism. You know, economically, physically, there's a lot of optimism. And, you know, I really do enjoy Q2. It's a bit of a quarter that goes under the radar. But, you know, you really look at it. You're only about 4 or 5 weeks from getting your top off on the common and working out in, you know, glorious sunshine. I don't know about you, but me personally, I'm really looking forward to getting on the common, top off, probably get one of the boys holding some pads and me just going for it.
A bit of boxing.
Yeah, a bit of boxing. And what I like to do is do it just by Clapham Common Tube Station, like a rush hour, so people can see, because that spurs me on. It's nice to have an audience there. But, you know, Q2 is exciting, mate. I'm very optimistic.
Well, Q2 is going to be good, but let's just talk about Q1.
How good has this season been?
Well, look, what other podcast in the world, let alone rugby, gets on the kind of guests we do? None. Look at the Robbie Pod, no. Look at Good Band the Rugby, no. Look at, what's Ryan Wilson's one called?
Does he still have that?
I don't think so. But look at the calibre of the guests we got.
No, but there is that guy from Love Island doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's good, actually.
Right, it's really, really interesting.
But come on, we started off with Will Greenwood, England legend, Chat. World Cup winner. Then we went to Strip Mikulski, Ireland legend.
Current Ireland rugby player.
Charlotte Caslick, one of the most famous women in rugby.
Smoking hot chica.
Chris Morris, highest played player in the IPL.
Yes, please.
Crazy stories. Josh Matavesi.
Soul of the earth. What rugby is all about.
Then Loza, naughty boy Delalio.
Yeah.
Hero.
Big guest. Absolutely enjoyed him a lot. Hope to get him on again. Yeah.
Yeah. Could do the night out with him, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'll look into that. Write that down.
I will do. Steph Armitage.
Oh, hero.
Ben Youngs.
England's most capped player.
And then we finish off with the one, the only Nickelback. I mean, I'm sorry, you don't get better than that, do you?
No, but we have drawn up a list, haven't we, for season
we've
two
and three.
We've
got an even better list coming, ironically.
And it is pretty out there. We've already had a few people confirm. And we just want to say, before we go, guys, thank you so, so much for listening week in, week out. It was amazing as well to do the live shows in this quarter. I think we've got aims to do a couple more shows.
We are going to try to do a couple more in April.
Like everything with this pod, we have seen where we can make it better and even bigger. And yeah, thank you so much for your support. We generally mean a lot. We've got some exciting stuff coming in season two and season three. But until then, enjoy yourself. And if you need a bit of chat, just go back and listen to the archives.
There are 170 episodes to do. Happy Easter. And guys, don't forget to leave a comment. We haven't had a comment in a while. Comment, 5-star rating, share it with some friends, and just have a great Easter.
Yeah, have people not been doing that?
No, not coming to.
Okay, sorry. I'll take that back from what I've just been saying to you. Okay. Sort it out, guys, yeah?
Yeah.
You're coming here and just having all the free goods.
Yeah.
Take 5 minutes and write like some really good chat.
Cost you nothing to
even
do it.
Write about the weather. That's quite good chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's not anything to do with the pod, just be like weather's being exceptional at the moment. Or just ask if you're finding this quarter progressing positively.
Well, hopefully the weather's going to be a lot better when we're back in 3 or 4 weeks. When April comes, the sunshine starts to roar on Clapham Common and Q2 gets off to a good start. Archie, great to see you, sir. Have a great Easter. And everyone listening, stay safe and have a good
one. Well bowled, my friend. Well bowled. I tell you what they can do while they're waiting for the next pod is probably listen to your other podcast, which is...
Well, they can listen to my go-to food podcast if you like food.
I love food, but not the kind of food you like. It's very fancy.
Yeah, but it's chicken.
Does it?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, which episode talks about chicken?
I'm pretty sure the one with Aaron Middleton, the huge food influencer, Richard Branson's private chef, or maybe Max Halley, the owner of Max's Sandwich Shop. Definitely a couple
of them. Okay, well, check it out. Yeah. What's the podcast called?
It's called The Go-To Food Podcast. Okay. I'll put a link in the box below.
Yeah, do. You're welcome.
You're welcome as well.
I guess that's only one thing to say. Ladies, gentlemen, coin and coinettes, chassis and chassiettes, I love you very much. Unless you're from Putney and Play Hockey, please stop listening to this podcast immediately. Go listen to another podcast. I don't know if there's a funny hockey podcast. Probably not. No one in hockey has any banter. But I will see you in a couple of weeks. Love and champagne.
Fine. My space is deforming my soul.